She's having a hot dog.
No!
Well, what? It's clearly a bum with a wiener sticking out with a happy face.
No, Jess, it's not she's having a hot dog. It's she's having a baby. And the she is me. I'm having a baby.
Oh, you're having a good... Did you hear that? She's having... What? You're having a baby? How did this happen? Well, I know how it happened. Really? You know what this means? We're having a baby. I'm going to be a father.
This is the season finale.
Guys, what a journey.
Tracy, this is the last episode to record before I have a baby.
Oh, that's
unless
weird.
We do a min-ep for him.
I...
Let me just not speak in any full words.
No, it's fine. English is my second language.
Yeah.
Wow. That really just
that's weird.
Hit me with a dose of reality. Why don't you?
Yeah.
That's
you think I'm hot now.
Crazy.
Until there's a human
if you think
to my
you're
person.
Tired now.
Yeah. Seriously.
I'm going to be the same amount of tired.
Yeah, probably. Speaking of...
Yeah, speaking of that,
my body.
Here's the last time I'll ask you.
Okay.
I'll ask you this particular question.
Sure.
Jenny, how do you feel today?
Well, Trace, when this episode comes out, I will be 2 days away from being done with work.
Holy smokes.
I'll be 37 and a half weeks pregnant.
Ooh.
Which is how pregnant my friend Lauren was when she gave birth.
Oh.
So I feel fucking ready. That's two words, but ready.
Ready.
Ready to get this out of
yeah,
my person.
Let's do this.
Let's just get it out.
Let's get her out. Get her here.
Get her here.
Safe and sound.
Give me my body back. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
She's obviously going to get some of it anyways. But
yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I feel.
Oh, man. Wow. How do you feel about doing this last episode? This is like two different eras.
I know.
It's going to be a whole different
weird.
Person.
Yeah, I feel it feels weird.
You're going to be a mother. I mean, not that you aren't a mother now.
No, I'm not.
Technically.
It's fine. Yeah, it feels weird. It feels like because Jeff is gone right now and like he's going to come back and then it's going to kind of be go time. It's mm-hmm. like I want time to go by faster because I'm ready to be done. But then like it's not really done. It's like starting. So it's like the opposite of being done. So that's like overwhelming.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of am glad that I'm getting some stuff in for me before. Baby girl Charlie comes and yeah. I have to
that's not her name for the record, that's just what
just
we've
a working
been calling
title
her. But that leads us into our first segment, which is like things that they don't tell you about pregnancy.
Yeah.
So for anybody who is thinking about getting pregnant or like knows that they want to in the future, like Jenny, if anyone tells it like how it is, does not
that,
hold back.
That is what I promise to do.
Yeah.
If you know anybody who is, I mean, basically this is going to apply to everyone because guess what? You are going to be either me or in this scenario or Tracy. So you're either going
to
be
having
the pregnant person or the person who has to listen to the pregnant person bitch about it. Whether you're their partner, their friend, their family, whatever.
Partner.
Yeah.
Or life partner.
My life partner, Tracy. So... Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Let's start at the very beginning.
That was amazing.
A very good place to start. When you say...
Okay, no, I'm done. Guys, this episode's just going to be us singing full songs. So, I want to talk about fertility for 1 second.
Fertility.
So...
Spill the tea on fertility.
Oh, yeah. I love that. So... I want everybody who is trying to get pregnant or wants to get pregnant, I want them to read this book called Taking Charge of Your Fertility.
Mm-hmm.
I have two copies if anyone needs to borrow one. There's also a DVD.
DVD.
It basically talks about a way to track your ovulation via charting your temperature and other things that I won't get into on the radio because it's gross.
On the radio.
Not gross. It's just like personal.
Yeah.
Because this is a miracle of life. So... I read that book and it changed the way that I proceeded to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everyone should read it even if they're like don't have trouble getting pregnant or they are having trouble. I just think you should know about the role that ovulation plays, which mm-hmm. is, you know, AKA how you make a baby.
Sure.
So once you actually succeed in making the baby, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Things they don't tell you. Things they kind of tell you. It's like the light version. So it's like you've heard of morning sickness, right? Mm-hmm. But like, first of all, I don't know why anyone still calls it that. It's not in the morning. Has nothing to do with morning. Like
all the time, 24/7.
It's 24/7. I mean, some people have it in the morning. Some people have it at night. Like,
I wonder if have you read this? Come across this in your readings? But do you think it has evolved over time? Like maybe people used to exclusively get it in the morning.
Okay, no, I think that you want to know what I really think is that, because I'll tell you. I think that science hates women.
Okay.
And I think that the study and education of childbirth as an important part of our medical, what's the word? Not cadence. Like the breath of something. Guys, I'm losing all my words. Cabinet, but that's not the right word. Canon is the word I'm looking for. So I think that for the longest time, it was not important to, because medicine was run by men, to research childbirth. It was just a thing people did, and you just do it. It's just like eating and like sleeping, and it's just a thing that you do. So no one really researched it. So nobody cared about women's like symptoms. People just thought women were weak, yada, yada. So I think that now they're actually spending money and time and effort on researching what happens to women scientifically during birth and pregnancy. They're learning a lot more about these so-called symptoms. Okay. Like it's like if you think about like in the 50s where like health food was like cornflakes, and they used to like send people off to insane asylums to be like quiet and not move because that was like considered the way that you handle like schizophrenia. Yeah. Like it's just like they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah. Basically. Just a side note, one of the things about the Great British Bake Off is sometimes they'll give a history lesson on whatever they're baking.
Love that.
And so one of them was, I want to say it was a pie, and it was like some hospital in England, and they thought this pie with all these ingredients could like cure these patients.
See?
And so they like put all, they like made the recipe, and obviously like, and then they had like women at the hospital like specifically making all this for all the patients to like, as kind of like an antidote for them to get better.
That's how cornflakes were invented. Like Kellogg was like a crazy person who had a sanatorium, and he like thought that he could cure all these things. And he was like, you just eat cornflakes. Like if you have too rich of a diet, you're gonna, you'll have all these other symptoms. Like they just didn't fucking know.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff about like women and labor and pregnancy, they just don't fucking know.
Right.
So I think that's why they called it morning sickness. Anyway, so they don't really tell you how tired you're going to be. I think it's really important for women, and I'm going to try to do this even more, to advocate for themselves during their pregnancies, because you are so fucking tired, and like no one, unless they've had a child or like been with somebody, they don't get it. Mm-hmm. And as a result, like it's really, can be really hard on you, especially if you're like me where you're really social. Like I basically crawled into a hole for 3 months and didn't talk to anybody. And some of my friends knew that I was pregnant, but most of them didn't. Bless you. Most of them didn't. And as a result, it made me seem like I was being antisocial or whatever perceptions there was. I mean, friends knew I was trying to get pregnant, but you know, like it's isolating, especially if you're an extrovert like me. So you have to kind of prepare for that and know that like your partner, you're going to need to rely on your partner more, and like everything, like you come home from work and you are exhausted and you go to bed and that's it. That's all you do forever. So if you did not have that experience, good for you, but I did. And I wasn't even like throwing up. I just was nauseous all the time. So
what was that thing that you, ginger chews?
Ginger chews. Yeah. They have them at Trader Joe's, or I'm sure other Whole Foods and other places. They made a big difference. They also make like anti-nausea lollipops that I know my friend Lauren used when she was pregnant in her early pregnancy. But yeah, so that's was shocking to me. Other things are, I think that you should, again, advocate for, you know, parking, because you're huge and you're pregnant, and there is not enough parking for expecting mothers. It's really upsetting to me, and I didn't understand it until I was the size of a whale and trying to like go to the grocery store in 90 degree heat. And it's like, guys, ladies, gentlemen, mostly ladies, if you are pregnant, the number one reason people go into preterm labor is because they are dehydrated. Drink your fucking water.
Drink some water. Drink the water. Guys, that's just a life lesson
for everybody, but I found that really, really interesting. A lot of the stuff that like you hear about as symptoms of pregnancy, like actually is your body telling you to slow the fuck down. Mm. For example, Braxton Hicks contractions, which you can sometimes get in your second and third trimester, are common, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily not normal. I wouldn't say normal. So there's like the difference between common and normal, right? Like a lot of people have cancer. It doesn't mean it's normal to mm-hmm. have cancer. So you should probably slow down, listen to your body. And I think as somebody who does a lot of yoga and listened to her body before anyways, I've been a little bit more able to handle that and not push myself too hard. But it's hard. It's still hard to like be like, oh, there's a sink full of dishes and I'm going to sit on the couch because I am growing a human.
Sure.
Just remember you're growing a human.
You're growing a freaking human.
Growing a freaking human. I also think that they failed to tell you about like all the shit that you're gonna need to go to the doctor for. Jesus, guys, read a book, because I don't have enough time here to talk. I'll put my book suggestions up. I know I talked about one a couple weeks ago. The Mayo Clinic's Guide to Healthy Pregnancy is actually really a great book as well. I think a lot of people when they get pregnant focus on the baby part of it, mm-hmm. and let me tell you, I'm really not ready for that piece at all. I haven't.
That'll just come to you.
It'll just. I mean, I've just been around babies so much. Like, I'm prepared for that part. And I know I'm not, but like, I will learn on the fly. I was a lot more interested in like the pregnancy mm-hmm. and understanding what was happening to my body. And I think that it's really important to educate yourself on that. So I'll put up a couple books, but basically just listen to your body and understand that you are growing a human and you need to like take it down a notch. And it's okay to like kick your friends out of your house or. Go to bed early and sleep 9 hours or...
I feel like those two things, it's okay to like kick your friends out and go to bed early. Another life lesson.
Life lessons or pregnancy lessons by Jenny Pelosi. Yeah. also just like having a supportive partner I think is good. Like Jeff had to make me food. Like I'm usually the one who cooks, but he mm-hmm. basically had to cook for me this entire pregnancy because... I had so many food aversions. Mm. I don't know if we talked about that ever on the podcast, but definitely was like, I still like spinach grosses me out. Leafy greens gross me out.
Which is so weird, you guys, because that's all Jenny is made up of.
Yeah, like I'm 80% leafy greens. And
I'm 80% leafy
greens. I really also am still struggling with raw meat. Like I really just can't do it. It's really
hard. You're not supposed to have it anyways, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But like even like cutting chicken or whatever. So, yeah, I think you kind of have to prepare for the unexpected, but then also do your research to know what's up. The final thing I want to talk about, because I think it's really important, is educating yourself on what happens to your body after you give birth. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. there's been a lot of hullabaloo on the internet about what's up and how, like, preeclampsia, which you might be familiar with from from Downton Abbey, which I won't go into more because spoilies. But... or just general things that can happen to you as a woman after labor. Again, once the baby is born, it seems to me that society focuses on the baby and not the mom, and that can lead to death, which is a bummer. So although it's depressing, I think everyone should do a little bit of research on what happens to your body afterwards. We'll mm-hmm. put up a link. I have a
great
one-sheeter basically about like monitoring your blood pressure and like all that good stuff. But basically, again, listen to your body. If you feel weird, go to the doctor, because mm-hmm. it is normal to be in pain after labor, but it's not necessarily normal to suffer.
Sure.
And so you need to, and also for those partners out there, fucking read the shit too, because it's not helpful if the mom is the only one who read it. Mm. If like you've read a million pages about postpartum depression, but you're the depressed one, like it's not gonna do the, you're not gonna be like, oh, I obviously am just depressed. Like you're gonna be like, I want to kill myself or whatever. So please, partners, read up on these things too, so that you can see the signs and symptoms for the physical and mental changes that happen to your woman. That would be great.
Yes. Equality.
Equality.
Be a quote feminist.
Also, if you're a business owner or a professional and you have power of hiring or firing or managing people, please educate yourself about what a woman goes through during pregnancy, because I think that there's also, that's another thing in our society that doesn't get addressed enough, which is how people treat women who are pregnant at work. And I think that it's high time, since we all came from a birth, that people understand that and you actually treat people in a way that is going to support them and lift them up instead of making them feel bad about birthing. The end.
The end. Great.
That was really feminist high horse, but I want you all to have successful families. And I love you.
That was good? Great.
Okay,
that
good.
That was fantastic.
All right, great.
I hope everybody, you know.
If you guys have questions, comments, concerns about pregnancy.
Call Jenny at 7.
No, yeah, please, kidding. Please call me or tweet at us, and I'm happy to answer anything else.
Everyone get on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I'm so happy to answer questions about pregnancy. Obviously, I have my own experience, but I think the more you can learn before you do it or while you're doing it is more helpful.
The more you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Guys.
Speaking of cues.
So excited about this.
I'm really excited. We have tried not to. We haven't listened to any of them.
Yeah. So, no, we haven't. We have to explain what this is.
Guys, we put a request out into the universe to have you guys send us questions because I feel like we want to interact with you more often and more tangibly. And so we thought it'd be fun to have a segment with questions from our listeners.
This is so exciting. We haven't listened to most of them yet. Or I haven't put much thought of them.
Yeah, no, I haven't read any of them. Yeah. The only one I have pre-heard was Ella's.
Same. We have some write-ins. So should we maybe do...
Yeah, let's do those first.
Or should we inter... Well,
we can entwine.
Okay.
What? Is that... Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I'll do the first
couple. Few. Okay, great.
Well, I'll do one.
Okay, do one.
So this is from our friend Aaron, who
via his wife's Facebook,
and this was asked in all caps,
with no question mark.
With no question mark. What's your favorite cartoon? I think there's only one answer to this question.
What is it? Trollhunters.
Trollhunters.
I thought you were gonna say.
Unikitty?
Yeah, but I don't think, is it out yet? I don't know. Guys, we're great friends. Trollhunters is so good, you guys.
Yeah, and this is definitely not biased at all.
No, not even a little.
It's a little because Aaron is co-head writer.
Don't worry about
Trollhunters. Everyone watch it. There's
a shout out to us in Trollhunters.
I would say embarrassing, but I'm not embarrassed at all about it.
Yeah, Toby. Not his whole persona, just the part where he has a Fitbit.
He has a Fitbit because we're idiots. Because
we're dummies and we have Fitbits and we wear them.
We're obnoxious about it. And if we need to get more steps, we'll just be at a gathering and then stand up and run in place.
Yep. Well,
I mean, I'm only at 3 dots right now, so I need
I'm not even at 10% yet of my daily step value.
Anyways, so Aaron says, what's your favorite cartoon? So Avi, Trollhunters, and Unikitty, otherwise.
Ever?
Sure.
I mean, I don't watch cartoons currently. I think cartoons for adults are stupid. That's just my personal opinion. Not watching cartoons as an adult.
You mean like an Archer?
Correct. I think that the cartoons that are made for adults
BoJack
are
Horseman,
stupid.
Even though I hear that's really good.
Even The Simpsons. I think animated shows are stupid. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That's just what I think.
I personally don't get it. I'd much rather watch a live action, but sure. I appreciate and respect everybody's
I guess someone's watching The Simpsons. There's a whole world of it at Universal, but I think that my favorite cartoon of all time was probably the Rugrats. Even though they they always made messes and it made me feel anxious.
I'm gonna say Recess, only because
what a great show.
I don't know, I just love show. Them the Ashleys, Spinelli. I've for years Spinelli. I've wanted to dress up as Spinelli for Halloween, but I'm not really into Halloween,
right?
The end.
Well, now that I'm gonna have a baby, if you wanted to be more into Halloween, it'd be easier.
Yeah.
You know, when she's 5, you could take her out as my life partner.
I saw, I was at D23 and there was a girl who was dressed up as Spinelli. And I was
love that.
God bless.
Oh my God. God bless. That.
All right. Thanks
Aaron.
Do you want to hit one of those
audio
cues?
Hey, Jenny and Tracy, it's Kelly. Congrats on 20 episodes. My favorite thing about your podcast is when you talk about Hamilton, obviously. So can you just talk about Hamilton for a few minutes? When are you going to see it in LA? Tracy, how is the Ham for Ham? And what other musicals are you into these days? Congrats again. See you next season.
Kelly,
you know our so hearts. On point.
You're so on point. That's amazing.
Well, so, wait, refer to episode 9.
Refer to episode 9. But also, she mentioned Ham for Ham. So,
yes, please talk about it.
Oh my God. We didn't even download on this yet. So basically, Hamel Week started in Hamilton, LA, with Jenny and I going to the VIP opening night gallery exhibition of My Shot by photographer Josh Lehrer.
So great.
I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. But it's basically like, if you guys are Hamilton fans, it's those like black and white old timey pictures of all the cast members in costume. So great.
They're amazing.
So we went to the gallery. We saw producer Jeffrey Seller there, who like, he also did Rent. I don't know if I said that to you.
I can't even talk about it.
He did a whole bunch of other. He's amazing. I was like geeking out.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything to him, but I was geeking out. And then we saw like a few cast members, blah, blah. Fantastic. So that was on Monday. On Wednesday was opening night in LA, which we did not go to. However, first time since they've done Ham for Ham in New York, Lynn was here. He did a Ham for Ham. I got there at, so technically they're like, you can start lining up at 10 a.m. I got there at 9. I was like 200th person
That's
in
so
line.
Crazy.
There were people who got there like so early, and like Lynn also like said hi to them at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Who are you, Lynn? I can't
I'm
even.
Not about to do that.
No.
Like, I love you, but.
That's
so
early.
I was there from like 10, and then at like 12 the line started moving towards the Pantages, where it was like very efficient. But like, they give you the like the little sheet of paper for the actual lottery. You put your name, you write your name down, put it in a big bucket, and then there was actual stage. I don't know, for those Hamilton fans who watched all the Ham for Hams at the Rogers, there's like no stage. They just stand on the steps. Here at the Pantages, there's like kind of like a lobby.
Like an outdoor box lobby area.
Yeah, and so like at the lip of that, they put up like a mini stage and like amps and mics, like back in the Ham for Ham
it's
days.
Much better setup then.
Oh my gosh, back in the Ham for Ham days, they like had a bullhorn.
Yeah.
So that was already great, but like there's the stage, and then there's like a little section for like, I don't know, I'm so bad at guesstimating, 50 to 100 people. I don't even,
sure.
even know if that's right. But most of that was like press and cameras, and like the first like 50 or so people who were in line for mm-hmm. the lottery got to stand in there too. And then there was a sidewalk, and then there was like a barricade like on Hollywood Boulevard. So like all the people who like had entered the lottery were like making their way around. They had to close Hollywood Boulevard down.
So
nuts. Crazy. And Lynn like apparently told them, you might need to close the street down because people are crazy. There were people across the street, like on the side of the W Hotel on the other side. And there's like, you know, TV cameras, like local news crews. And so like I was close enough to like the marquee that I could like kind of see. But it was like the sun, it was hard to see. And they were like kind of inside, so it was dark. Anyways, it was fantastic. They did like a medley. You should go. It's like on YouTube. Like they did a medley of California themed song.
It was so great.
Our best friend Michael Luoye was there. Rory, and some other ensemble members. Lynn, obviously. What a dream. I saw him like in person. It was crazy.
Don't even worry about it.
And then bonus, to call the first name out for the person who won the lottery was David Diggs. Tony winner David Diggs. And so he read the name, and then so they're actually doing 40 lottery tickets at the Pantages because it's huge. So
which is amazing.
Yeah. So I think like most of the people opted, because you can either get one ticket or two tickets, and most people obviously got two. So there's like maybe four people that each got one, or maybe two people. I don't remember. Either way,
amazing.
I did not win. I actually did not want to win because I get nervous. Like, it's kind of like how I feel in bingo. Like, I never want to win bingo because
you don't
want to
be like the
like,
center of attention.
Bingo! Yeah. And then if I won, I'd have to like get my way through the crowd and be like,
it was me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So congratulations to all those people. From now on, we're only entering the digital lottery, obviously, because
in the
no,
privacy
like,
of our own home.
Real
yes.
Ham for Ham. Sorry, that was
no, that was great. Winded. I actually needed to hear it as well because we hadn't talked about it.
But it was
yet.
Oh, and then after that, like I did not have my coffee because I knew I was gonna have to like wait in line. Guys, secondhand embarrassment because there were groups of people singing Hamilton songs in line, and I was like, I understand what you're doing, but I am not the type of person to join in on that type of situation.
It's not something
they
you
started singing
be,
Guns and Chips, and I was like,
they
guys,
were not good.
Guys, no,
they weren't.
They tried singing Take a Break, and I was like, maybe not this song.
Right.
Maybe stick to my shot.
Just pick your
It'd be
pick
like
something.
Singing, I don't know, Hurricane.
Yeah, like
all
just,
together.
Just try to pick do a do better. Song, do better. Alexander Hamilton would have been fine. Like,
I think they started doing that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I kind of got secondhand embarrassment. I was also there by myself, so like I didn't like.
Yeah, I have someone too.
So then I like went. It actually kind of felt like women's marchy because the street was closed down and everyone was like just so excited about Hamilton. Went across the street to Dunkin' Donuts because I needed coffee and was hungry. And then I noticed one of the ensemble members like standing outside eating a froyo, and
a froyo
because there's a Press Juicery next door.
They have froyo.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
You should
that.
Check it out.
Oh.
So I saw him standing there. And so because I'm cool,
you
I just
are cool.
I passed by and I was like, happy opening, and he's like, thank you. And he played currently plays George Eager. I don't know if you noticed, but you need to go back and look at his arms.
Okay.
And go to his Instagram. His name is Raymond Bernard. He is
Raymond Bernard.
A tall drink of water, guys. Mm. Listen, his muscles and his extensions. He was in The Lion King, if that helps you picture it. Anyways, we are actually seeing it again. When does this episode? We've already seen it again. We've seen it twice because this comes
we've
out September
13th. Yeah, we've already seen it again.
We already saw it a couple weeks ago. I am also going to see it again with my other friend who doesn't really know anything about it. Not really into musical theater in December. And hopefully we'll get like a good mix up of
folks,
cast members. Jenny, sorry.
No.
Do you want to say anything?
No.
Do you want to speak to Kelly's question?
No. Kelly, thank you. You know our hearts. Refer to episode
9.
Oh,
she said, what other musicals are you enjoying right now?
Oh.
Jenny? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
This is like a total cop out, but Dear Evan Hansen has my entire heart. Platt, like all of those people, Ben Platt, Laura Dreyfus, Kristen Lloyd. I just like want to be friends with all of them.
They're so dreamy.
Is that
and
possible?
Lovely. Probs.
I cannot get enough of it. I started re-listening to In the Heights. And
so good.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it in a while. I should go back. I've been listening to a lot of Waitress because...
Mm-hmm. Waitress is also good. What else? I tried listening to Great Comet.
It's something that has to be seen. My grandma saw Great Comet and said it was the best play she's ever... It's the best musical she's ever seen. And
see,
she's seen a lot.
Yeah,
so like,
I feel like it's something that you need to see IRL. I mean, I would love to see Oak in it, but... I would love to see Josh Groban in it.
Oak, I love you. Why am I just dreamily talking about all my men today?
I mean,
Usher, Oak,
what do we
David.
Not do? I think those are
Is
my
that the
current
loves.
Loves. That's pretty much it. Okay. Dear Evan Hansen. If you guys haven't listened, Dear Evan Hansen was actually going to be one of my jams, but I thought that might be like too on brand. God, Ben Platt is so good.
Maybe you could make a playlist. I mean, it's like just listen to the whole soundtrack.
Just listen to the entire Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack if you haven't heard it yet.
Great.
We'll put a link to it
on Spotify.
It has that like Les Mis Hamilton second act is gonna get you in right
in the gut. I just
question.
Did a turning a knife sitch.
Okay, next.
Anyways,
thanks,
you gotta go.
Yeah. Do you want
me to read? Sure. Yeah, okay. Go.
So these are from our friend Jen Troy.
Shout out.
Okay. Who is your favorite superhero and why? Mm. She gave us 5 questions. So
Captain Planet.
Ooh, Captain Planet.
I didn't do superheroes as a kid.
Yeah, neither
did I. So I think Captain Planet was like the only one I know about.
Because
he saves the planet.
Sure. I'm going to say Wonder Woman only because I've never seen the movie.
You haven't seen it yet?
Listen.
We should watch it when it comes out. Okay.
It's not on Plex yet. I checked recently.
No.
Okay. If you had to live a year of your life as a character in a TV show.
What?
Ooh, which show would you live in? I.e. Gilmore Girls / Stars Hollow. That is such a good question, Jen Troy. If you had to live a year of your life as a character in a TV show. I don't know if I could handle the small townness of Stars Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could pick the year, probably.
Television programs that I watch.
I would probably.
I need to consult my episoder.
What a great.
Whenever somebody asks me, like, what shows are you watching right now?
And you're like, well, let me just pull up this app.
I watch too many shows. A year. It's a year in the life.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. So you have to really enjoy,
like, the world and the person and the person the person's with. Or, like, around.
Oh, you know what?
Okay, I already know the answer.
Okay, you go first.
I choose Frankie. Season 2.
You mean Grace and Frankie?
Yes.
You just said Frankie.
But, well, I would be Frankie. I choose Frankie of Grace and Frankie, but season 2. Before the... I don't want to spoil things, but... I feel like season 2 is the strongest Frankie. Or... Can I do an or? Is that... Or have I already answered?
No, you can...
Or I would be Jane from Jane the Virgin.
That was my second follow-up.
Yeah, those are my choices.
Great. Those are totally great on the nose for you. Thank you. I think my answer would be Insecure.
Yeah?
Listen, have I talked about this on the show yet?
No.
On the show.
On the show. To me in this room by ourselves.
I blogged about it, so you can go to cookiesandsangria.com and read my best show you're not watching yet. It was the day that season 2 premiere episode was coming out, and I randomly was like, I'm gonna start like from the pilot. Mm-hmm. Our friend Anna has been telling us like you should watch this show, and I have wanted to because it's gotten like so many great accolades, and I like the vibe of it. And I just finally did it. And then flash forward to like 4 hours later, I watched the entire first season because it's only like 22 minutes.
Amazing.
8 episodes in the first season.
Oh my God, I need to watch it.
And then it like went right into the first episode of season 2. And it's currently like episode 3 is this Sunday, whatever. It's basically like...
Is it HBO?
HBO. It's girls meets Sex and the City meets Atlanta meets Dear White People. HBM's galore.
Oh, HBM for days.
I mean, I would love to live in a world where I'm surrounded by HBMs.
In a world with HBMs.
Starring Issa Rae, who's brilliant. She co-created it. It's so good. I think my answer is Insecure.
Great. It's a great answer.
Okay, what's the worst meal you've ever eaten?
So when Jeff and I drove across country, we stopped at this place called Waldrug, which is in South Dakota.
I'm sorry, what?
It's called Waldrug. It's like a drugstore, but it's become a tourist trap, or probably always was a tourist trap. It's like a old timey plaza. Mm-hmm. Like imagine, well, you've never been to Big Bear, but like just like an old timey, like middle of nowhere plaza that has like fucking Indian like paraphernalia that's not real. You know what I mean? Like it's just like bullshit. And we had to eat. So there was only like a couple of restaurants. And we went to this place. And I stupidly got a salad.
Oh, no.
And it was like everything in it was like brown and wilted and disgusting.
Ugh.
And Jeff got the pasta Alfredo that had cooked peas and carrots in it. And was but the actual pasta was not cooked all the way through.
Sure.
And it was cold.
Great.
And it was the worst meal we ever ate.
That's disgusting.
Is the answer.
Of course you have an answer to that. I just had to like think about it. But the only thing that just came up is probably because you said road trip is when I took my road trip from Boston to here. And we stopped at a Jack in the Box like somewhere. Mm. It was closer to here. I want to say like it was an Arizona situation.
Sure.
New Mexico. Whatever. First time eating at Jack in the Box because we don't have them on the East Coast.
I've never eaten there. Maybe you've had fries from there, but...
Sure. I don't even remember what I ate. All three of us were like, this is disgusting. And ever since then, I was like, why do people eat here?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Maybe it was that one place.
Maybe.
I don't want to, you know, make...
I mean, you're not really a fast food eater.
But I'm not. Yeah, you're right. I'm not a fast food eater. So, like, I was like, no, thank you.
It's not, like, good for your body.
I'm sure I've had worse meals, but I can't think of them. I probably blacked them out.
Probably. Okay.
What things can we do in our everyday lives to help the environment? Jenny?
Okay.
I'll let you answer this one.
So first of all, everybody should be trying to use less water. Mm-hmm. And that can come in a lot of forms. Take 5-minute showers, turn the water off in between. If you live in California, there's no excuse for you to not turn the water off when you're shampooing your hair. Jeff actually has our bathroom lights set to 5 minutes so that when 5 minutes is up, you know how long you've been in the shower, which is hilarious to me. But it makes you shower faster. Turn your air conditioning up to 78 when you're not home and try to leave it there if you can when you are home. So I'm trying to think of like other simple things. Mm-hmm. Recycle your paper, an easier thing that I try to do and be conscious of every day is not using, although I'm using one right now, not using plastic straws. Mm. Because they're terrible for the environment. Plastic in general, but that's like one that you don't always think about mm-hmm. that you're doing. Also, like use reusable shit. So try not to use Saran wrap. Like there's this great thing called Bees wrap, which is like basically reusable Saran wrap, but it's coated in, what's it called?
Beeswax.
Or like reusable Ziploc bags as opposed to regular Ziploc bags. Or just reuse your Ziploc bags a couple times.
Oh yeah, that's what I do.
Those types of things. Food waste is real.
You guys.
A great thing you can do is to try to buy less food. Just buy less food. Don't buy as much food. You probably aren't going to get through it all in the time that you have, and then you're going to throw some stuff away. Assess your fridge before you go grocery shopping. Make good choices when you are grocery shopping. Try when you eat out to be realistic about how hungry you are, and if you are not that hungry, don't order big things. And if you are, take them home and try to order things that will be good leftovers. I could go on about this forever, but those are just some simple things that you can do every day to kind of jumpstart your
life.
Your life to a better environmental. Also try not to use paper goods. Try to use reusable sponges instead of paper towels. Don't use paper napkins. Use a Mopeen or a dish towel. Those types of things. Just be conscious about the tissues that you're using. All that stuff. Use recycled paper products if you can afford them. And just be conscious about every time you touch something you're going to throw away, I think is a good place to start.
Fantastic. Those are all helpful tips. Thank you, Jenny.
No problem.
Okay. And Jen's last one is, what are some nuggets of wisdom you'd tell your past self as far back as your past self from yesterday? Be cool.
Wait, just yesterday?
It says as far back as your past. So it could be yesterday
to whenever.
Be cool. Everything will turn out. Okay, that's hard to keep telling myself. #it gets better.
It gets better. That's a good one. Don't care about what people think because ultimately it's about what you think. That's like cheesy but true. Sleep more.
I was literally yawning. That's what it should be. Yeah. Is past self is go to bed.
Yeah.
That is my ultimate thing. That's go to bed. You don't need to still be on.
Specifically past Tracy.
Specifically, Tracy does not need to be on Instagram looking at like ridiculous people's Instagram accounts.
Whenever I try to give myself advice in the past, I always try to think about when I'm in the past, which is the present.
What?
when I'm in the present, I try to think about my future self.
Sure.
And do things that future self will appreciate.
Uh-huh.
For example, I don't want to do the dishes in the sink, but future Jenny will appreciate that.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
So practice self-love a little bit more.
Yeah, I do that when it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm hungry. And it's like, Tracy, you don't need to eat anything right now. And then, because sometimes I'll like eat something and I'll wake up and be like, why the fuck did I do that?
Yeah. And then next morning you're like, thanks, past Tracy, for being better to me. So self-care.
Great. Okay, so another audio.
can you ask me?
It's purple.
Can you ask me what's your favorite color?
I said purple.
Yeah, but can you ask Mommy? Can you say, Mommy, what's your favorite color?
My wish your favorite color.
Nice. Now can you say, Jenny and Tracy, what's your favorite color?
Jenny and Tracy, What's your favorite color?
Thank you so much, Ella, for that great question.
That is our friend Ella.
Age 3, 4?
Oh my god.
Age tiny.
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong.
I hope she's not 4. God, time flies.
And that is my friend Meg. Our friend Meg, her mother, Ella's mother, who sent in that lovely question. I love Ella so much.
So cute.
I want to say 3. That I'm so sorry.
I think she's, I don't know. I could probably tell you.
No, I could probably tell you too.
Okay, you probably know better than I do, actually.
I just have like her birthday in my calendar, but I don't know what date it is.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's Anyways. Just say she's 3. Her birthday is
she's 3-ish.
Three-ish. What a great question, Ella.
Yeah, what a great.
Thank you so much for sending that
it's
in.
It's really good.
Her favorite color was purple. I don't know if you guys heard that.
That's a great color.
Great color. Jenny, do you have a favorite color? I think I know what your favorite color is.
Wow.
Probably changes.
It does change, but I would say my favorite color, it depends, like to wear or to be. What a loser. Like, I really look good in red, for example, but my favorite color is blue.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Yeah, so blue is the answer. What's your favorite color?
I always get caught up on this question because it's always the same thing, which is like, what is my favorite color to wear?
Right.
And then that turns into, what is the color that I have most in my closet?
Sure.
But then otherwise, like, I like
love
a lot
all
of
colors.
Yeah, I like a pink.
I love a pink.
But I like a black.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In all its forms.
Sure. Those are great colors.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Or like a yellow.
I like a yellow too.
Yeah.
All those
or
are
like a mint. I like a mint.
Ooh, yeah. You look great in mint.
Thank you. Oh, I'm not wearing it.
No.
You looked at me as if I was wearing it.
I just imagining you wearing it.
Yeah, I like a mint.
Ugh. Great question.
Right. Thanks, Ella.
Thank you, Ella.
Jenny, this is Dad. I just have the question for you and Tracy. When is Trump going to go to jail? And also, please have the baby on my birthday. Or try to work on that. Love you both. Thanks for letting me ask you guys a question.
Oh my God. Love you.
Yep, that's my dad, folks. It's just,
Wait, can we address the second question first?
Yes.
Your dad's birthday's on October
1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your due date is technically
October 2nd.
So what are you going to do about this?
Well, I'm going to do the best I can to, my dad will be here this year for his birthday because of the baby, which is very exciting. He's coming in the Friday before. And I think he's coming in Friday. His birthday's Sunday. I'm due Monday.
Today's my dad's birthday.
Oh, so
as
crazy.
I remembered.
Happy birthday, Dad.
A mere 2 hours ago.
Yeah. So I can see what I can do about that for you, Dad.
Yeah.
I
get some hot chilies.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's some ways to induce labor.
Yeah,
like,
we can definitely do that.
I definitely want to have the baby while he's here anyway. So if I can just go into labor, like, Saturday
definitely.
Night type of thing.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Okay.
Request has been received.
Yeah. when is Trump going to jail? Love this question.
It's so funny because this hasn't come out for so long now.
I know. There could be
and
literally
like, who
a
knows
things.
What could happen between now and the time this episode comes
well,
out.
Well, okay. To address the specific question, do you think it's possible for him to go to jail? And on what counts would he have to be like indicted on?
I mean, I think at this point it would probably have to be something to do with like the Russia thing.
Like obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. Treason. Is treason a thing for him? For him particularly?
Well, he's the commander in chief, so... Yeah.
But they'd have to like explicitly say what he
treasonous. What
treased on?
Yeah, what he treased on? Yeah, I mean, I would want honestly thought he would be impeached by now. So
yeah.
I'm going to say he's probably not going to go to jail until like 2019.
So I need to look this up. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, please. This has got to be an accurate answer.
So aside from like him possibly going to jail or being impeached, what's currently happening on this day, which could obviously change in like
1 second,
you know, a second, there are a bunch of
not enough if you ask me
of
Congress people moving to censure the president, which, sorry, I'm like, need to read this because I don't know all my things. So it's basically in response to Donald Trump's ridiculous remarks in response to Charlottesville, a.k.a. both sides. So there's they're all Democrats from Washington, New York, New Jersey, and they announced their intent to introduce a formal resolution of censure. And the resolution has 79 co-sponsors. So a censure resolution, if adopted, would be a formal and historic rebuke from Congress of Trump's remarks. They tried to do the only other person who's they've done this to is Andrew Jackson, I believe. And then they and they tried to do it to Bill Clinton. But, you know, during the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. So basically, a censure is in the context of U.S. government is an official statement of disapproval or condemnation toward a public official. And that can be towards anyone. It doesn't matter. It can be obviously the president, cabinet members, judges. So while censure does not remove an individual from office, it can send a powerful message rebuking his or her past actions or statements. Members of the House of Representatives who are censured are forced to give up any committee chairmanships.
Yeah. He should have to give up his committees.
So it's basically like, listen, we don't believe what this
president
is saying.
It's like if somebody, it's like your mother sending you a howler at Hogwarts.
A howler?
For example.
Yeah. So again, that's happening currently. By the time this comes out.
If that hasn't happened by the time this comes out, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know. So that's what's currently happening. Obviously, we can't predict the future besides hoping for the best, which the best is get the fuck out.
Yeah, he's got to get out. So hopefully the answer is 2019 for that. I hope that he is out of office way sooner than that, but there's got to be a trial and all that stuff. Good
thanks.
Question, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. See you soon.
Tracy and Jenny, this is Mama Choo Choo. I mean, Kate. And I wanted to ask you, if you could sit down and have white coffee, Tracy, please explain, with any three people in the world, who would it be and what would you talk about?
What is white coffee?
Oh my God. Hey, that's for my friend
Hey,
Kate.
Mama Choo Choo.
That's for my Kate. For my Kate.
My Kate.
My Kate. Mother of Ella, wife to Meg, and I love them both very much. Hello, all three of you. Miss you guys. So first of all, Mama Choo Choo is her nickname because it's actually how she's listed in my phone. She takes the commuter rail to work, and so Ella knows when she's coming home.
That's adorable.
And like relates that.
Does she both, call like, her Mama Choo Choo? Oh, like Mama Choo Choo. Yeah. Comma.
With a comma after dearest.
Right.
That's
so cute.
So cute. Okay, so white coffee is something that stems from the Lyric Stage Company of Boston, where we all worked. And it's basically how we got away with drinking while at work. So we would take the coffee cups and pour... Should I be... Nobody listens to this. And
pour, what are they going to do? Like get retroactively fired?
Yeah. And pour the wine that we sold... into the coffee cups and then drank it so it looked like we were just drinking coffee while we were working. And so we called it white coffee, usually like a white wine, a sensible yellowtail.
Everything you're saying is amazing.
Actually, one of the first days that I worked at the Lyric, none of like my friends that I currently am still in touch with worked there, but I was a work study and we were in the box office. The show had just gone in. It was particularly stressful that day. And I remember one of the box office managers like opening the drawer to his desk, pulling out like a big like handle of vodka and like took out, it may have been coffee cups. I don't remember. And he's like, well, we need to take shots. And I was like, where am I right now? It was freshman year of college.
I am a teen.
Yeah. And I just like started this job and I was like, what is happening? What is this? And to this day, like one of my favorite places ever to work. Hello. All of you.
Yeah.
Anyways, so white coffee with anyone. What was the question? Three people?
Three people.
That I would want to have white coffee.
So I'm assuming
with.
That would be like people who are alive currently. As opposed to like Thomas Jefferson.
Shit. Three people? Oh no.
Three.
Oh no.
At the same time or different?
Let's say at the same time.
Oh God. Okay, that's different. It's a different request.
This is such a good question.
I
want to pick it, like, sensibly.
Joe Biden.
Oh, I have my three. Go on.
Together?
Yeah, all together.
Al Gore.
These answers are really going to tell a lot about us as people.
I know. Well, I have so many.
Well, those are good, like, politicians.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, you have a longing. You've always had a desire for Joseph Biden. Mr. Joseph's vice president.
Probably, like, maybe, Paul Nichols. I think that's his last name. He's, like, a photographer for Nat Geo. Probably them. And I want to talk about climate change and politics, obviously, because of Joe. Joe's just there for his body.
Yeah.
But Al and
Joe's just there for his body.
Paul and Al are there to talk about the environment. Because Paul does a lot of the shooting up in, like, Alaska and, like, does the polar bears, and it makes me really sad.
This sounds like a, like, this could definitely happen at some kind of panel.
Yeah.
At, like, a convention.
Yeah. I'm available.
Like, the three of them. Or, like, sure. Like, Joe is moderating a conversation with Al Gore and Paul Nichols.
The environment. Yeah. A moderated panel by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's who I would.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So my three people are Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Duh.
Amy Poehler.
Mm.
Michelle Obama.
Great. That's a great trio.
Just, I mean, we don't even need to talk about anything serious, but I feel like each of them can talk about serious issues.
Yes.
Race wise, you know, gender equality, mm-hmm. Just all the things. Art, we can talk about art and theater.
Yeah.
And I mean, art as in the arts in general.
Yes.
And then I feel like all three of us could, like, also, like, get into, like, culture and pop culture and just shoot the shit. Like, yeah, we could all talk sure. about, like, Chance the Rapper's album.
Ugh, what a good album.
And they would just, like, be fun people to hang out with.
Yeah.
And just the thought of it makes me. Well, I was going to pick Barack, but I feel like
struggle as well.
I don't think I would be, like, able to carry on a straight conversation with him. I also would feel like, not to say that any of the people that I just listed are not smart, because they're all geniuses in their own right. But, like, there's something about Barack that I'm like,
yeah,
I can't. Well, you are the president, so, like, I can't.
Right, like, what am I going to say?
Normally.
I kind of feel, yeah. I mean, I definitely think that it would be, like, I was going to pick Barack, but then I was like, you know what? Like, let's make this topical to the thing.
Yeah. I was also going to say Beyonce, but again, I can't.
I don't think I could talk to her.
I can't either.
Like, I don't think I would actually be able to do it.
Yeah, no. No words would be able to come out of my mouth.
No. That's why I would have to talk to people about real issues, because I don't think I could even talk to, like, Amy Poehler.
See, but the thing is that we're drinking white coffee.
True.
So you'd be a little loose.
The white coffee would definitely help. I wish I could have some right now.
Oh, you could technically have some.
Yeah, I could.
That was such a great question, Mama Choo Choo.
What a good question, Mama Choo Choo.
The Curtis clan is really stepping
rocking
up its game.
It.
Thank you so much for sending in all your questions to everybody. We really appreciate you listening. So that was so much fun. We should do that again.
That was so
next
fun. We should do it next season for sure.
Okay, so we're back to one of our recurring segments.
Okay, so this is our reoccurring segment. Love it. We're not going to wrap it. We've learned better. Tracy.
Yes.
So we're going to do some babes' names.
I'm really nervous about this.
It's going to be great.
But you're asking me girls' names and I'm asking you boys' names.
Yes.
The caveat here is that Jenny is currently pregnant with a girl.
Yeah.
Gender is fluid. However,
names are a constraint of our society.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Names are a constraint of our society.
Okay. Hold on.
Are you going first?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. You're going to go to your actual list, aren't you? I'm so nervous. We've already talked about a lot of these, but I'm already. Whatever. It's fine.
And away we.
I'm going to say love it to all these.
Go. Maya.
Love it.
Eloise.
Love it.
Lena.
I know somebody named Lena. I don't hate her, but that's what it makes me think of. So, love it.
Eliza.
Love it.
Genevieve.
Love it.
Aubrey.
Are these all of these? Love it. Is that? Did you do more than?
I think that was five.
Okay.
Maybe that was six. I might give you
are
a little
just going in on bonus. The Aubrey.
I hate it.
I know.
It's fine. It's
I not, like, it wasn't my I question. Like, I like Aubrey. I like Audrey. I like both of those.
I know.
Jeff does not feel the same way.
No, he loves Aubrey. I don't care for it.
As you can call her Brie.
Which I also is a cheese.
Which I also like.
Me too, but.
Mine are kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
Yours are legit. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
They're all boys' names. On a way, we go Felix.
Love it.
Norbert.
Hate it.
Demi.
Love it.
Hercules.
Mulligan.
Realistically.
Hate it.
Albus.
Kinda love it.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Hercules, I was just thinking, like, first of all, James Taylor's dog's name was Hercules.
Sure.
R.I.P. Second of all,
everything
what do
you just said.
Second of all, what do you call him? Like Herc?
Yeah.
That's a terrible nickname. So I hate it. I'm very into nicknames, as you know.
Demi?
Demi. I love
Demi.
It. So cute. Demi.
Great.
Demi? More?
Demi Lovato.
So many good
Demi DiJuibe from Gilmore Guys.
So many good Demis.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Great.
I'm glad we narrowed down your baby's name to Audrey.
This is the end of our last ep.
This is the end of our podcast forever. No, just
no,
kidding.
That's a horrible thing to say.
When I started singing it, the actual lyrics are from Hair, A. B.
What a great show.
Have you seen it?
No. I've seen the movie.
I was like, have you seen Hair? I haven't even seen Hair. The lyrics are, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, which did not fit for the end of the show.
No.
Oh my god, here's a fun fact. Sorry, this is like lasting forever, but at the end of our dance recital every year, we sang this song called This Is the End of Our Show. It was like all the dancers from that show would come together on stage.
Oh, that's nice.
This is the end of our show. Oh my god, I sang it for like 13 years of my life and I can't remember it. Waiting for you. To you and you and you and you. Where's the song from?
I don't know where you just pulled
like
it from.
I feel like our dance
like made it up. It's like one of those songs you sing as a kid. With
so
like
weird. Why don't you question those things? Because you just do it.
You're just like, duh.
Fascinating. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening.
Wait, we have to do jams.
Just kidding.
Rushing right off here. Just like ready to be done.
What are you pooing? You're rushing out of here. Get it, guys? Guys.
Jokes.
Puns. Jokes. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. okay. So my jam is an Instagram account of a celebrity. Of Busy Phillips. Who, guys.
Fucking busy, man.
This is my impression of Busy Phillips' Instagram. You guys.
That's good.
You'll get it. You'll get it if you watch it. Just look up Busy Phillips of Dawson's Creek, Freaks and Geeks, White Chicks, Cougar Town fame.
She's great.
She is her Instagram stories. I feel like we could be best friends with her. You know, she's just living her life as a mom.
With her cuties.
As a
cricket. And I don't remember
Birdie.
The
ones.
So cute.
I don't even know how to describe it, but she has like so many followers and like her Insta stories have become like Insta famous so much so that she landed a book deal to write a memoir.
Really? I didn't know that. That's amazing. Oh, sorry. I just keep running
that's fine.
Into you.
But somebody like, I think it was like one of her friends that said you should name it you guys. Cause each like I'd say 90% of her Instagram stories start with
that.
You guys. She does a lot of, she does this like exercise program called LeckFit here in Los Angeles and she like records herself like sweating, which I like she sweats so much and it's funny, but like it kind of inspires me when I like work out that I'm like, if she can like blast this off to the internet and keep
you're
going,
a real person.
Yeah, it's great. Just search Busy Phillips on Instagram.
I follow her even though I like literally didn't watch her in anything.
It doesn't matter.
But like, she's just like. pleasant to watch.
She's fantastic.
She's really good. That's a great jam.
Yeah. Please. Jenny, what's your jam?
My jam is, I don't know if this was my jam last season, but if I don't remember, other people don't remember, right?
I don't know. Say it.
My jam is the Grove Collaborative. Have I talked about this?
Not on here.
Okay. So the Grove Collaborative is an online store and it is mostly B companies. Actually, I feel like I talked about B companies at some point. It doesn't matter. They're like companies that are dedicated to, yes, being run by honeybees. No,
they're where all the bees are going.
Yes.
Sorry.
They're working in the corporate world. It's companies that are dedicated to like, there's like a list of things that you have to do to be a B corporation. So like the environment and like the way you package things and the way you offset your carbon offsets and all that stuff. So the Grove Collaborative is what they're called. And they have like, you can order Mrs. Meyers and Seventh Generation and Burt's Bees and Say Yes to Carrots and all those kind of hippie, not even hippie, but just like environmentally friendly, but affordable brands. Mm. And it's kind of like an online pantry, so you can have like I get a monthly package, and you can use it to get like your toilet paper and like your paper towels. But I use it mostly for like soap and laundry detergent, and like I get my toothbrushes, preserved toothbrushes you could get at Trader Joe's, that type of thing. And it's just really easy, and it reminds you when you're getting towards like your ship date, and they have like really good deals. I'm a VIP, which I think is like, I think it's $25 a year, and it's and you get free shipping mm-hmm. all year, and then you get like presents sometimes, gifts sometimes, like pre-sales and stuff. But it's kind of just like Amazon Pantry, only better for the environment, and it makes me happy when I get them, and I just got mine yesterday. So, yeah, if you use Mrs. Meyers and those products already, or if you're Jen Troy and you're asking how to help the environment, that is the way you can do it. They offset their carbon for all of their shipping. So that's also, you're helping to save the planet at the same time. Yeah. So that's my... That's my jam.
Great.
Yeah.
Luna just yawned into Cosmo's face. That yeah. was cute.
It's pretty cute. We have an audience, per usual. Some filmed audience. It a live.
Do you guys have any questions? Cos? Luna? Questions? Comments? Concerns?
Both just
you're good for nothing.
Sleeping. Great.
Okay. So, per usual, you can find us on...
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And all the social media, that's our Jam Podcast. On Twitter, that's at our Jam Podcast at Gmail. We still check it. So
write us
if you
want. We'll write you right back.
Or you can hit us up individually. CookiesAndSangria.com is my website, my blog. CookiesAndSangria.com. What? Did I say that already? You guys you know it this it twice. You know. Jenny.
I'm at Garlic My Soul on all the social media, and GarlicMySoul.com is my food blog. We want to give a thank you shout out to Megan Roy, who did our illustration and is amazing. Follow her on Instagram at Roy Meister for great illustrations and stories about her dog Ruby, who's adorable.
And thank you again to Steve for the wonderful music. Steve does not have internet. He continues to not have internet. I'm actually concerned that he is living in
a hovel.
A hovel?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Like Vaclav Havel?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sure. Okay, great.
Anyways, so that's season.
Oh, season two.
Season two. Cosmo's coming over to console us.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys with a baby
on the other side of the war. Because
yeah. Oh, that's nice. We'll see you on the other side.
Sorry, these animals that are in here.
They're
are,
all of a sudden.
All of a sudden,
done.
This is what a way to end this season.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much for anyone who's like still listening, who even cares.
We'll be back for season three.
And maybe we'll have a baby guest.
Yeah. She would love to have guest host.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cosmo's done. All right, guys.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye.